Did you want to talk some more about the reading today? Oh, of course. Here. We can sit down. Tell me what's on your mind. You've been thinking about Lent. Well, it's a big topic to think about. Yes. I completely understand. It seems you are at an impasse for what to give up for Lent. Is that right? Well, perfectly reasonable thing to have a quandary about. I mean, I would say it's a very common issue. Oh, sure. I think we've all had a year where we gave up chocolate or gave up soda. I mean, some years I don't even know what I'm going to give up until I give it up. Right. Yeah, I like to think of Lent as an intentional, introspective time. Yes. Well, why don't we take this conversation into my office, shall we? Let me just collect all these Bibles and... Oh, thank you for helping. You didn't have to. Here we go. Thank you so much. All right, let's just go down the hall here. That's much better. All right, yeah, have a seat. We can talk about this a little more. Yeah, there you go. So, you are having issues deciding on what to give up for Lent. And I completely understand. Yeah. So what are some things that you've considered? Ah, classic. Yeah, the phone. Phones are hard to give up these days. We need them for so many things, and you know, it would be very hard to just give it up cold turkey. No, I definitely think that you have the resolve. It's just, I do agree that it may not be the best choice to give up. Well, is there anything else you've seriously considered? Yeah, I don't know how well that would work either. Now let's think. What is something in your daily life that you find distracting? Oh, no need to look so embarrassed. It's okay, you can tell me. I promise, I will not judge. No, really, what is it? Oh. Well, I wasn't expecting that. I do think it's very common for men your age to be, how do I say, overwhelmed by their needs. Yes. I think before we go any further discussing this, I need you to know that I'm not expecting anything from you. Well, because I'm in a position of power over you in some way. I mean, I'm not your professor, but yeah, yes, exactly. But I do have a proposition for you. Not that kind of proposition. Don't look so eager. No, I mean, I think I have an idea of what you can give up for Lent. I think you could give up masturbation. I know it sounds difficult. Yes. Yes, I would. Well, I would give you rules to follow. Yes. It looks like you like the idea of that. Well, I think definitely you would not be allowed to touch yourself. But there's also the risk of you getting horny and just rutting into your sheets because you're so desperate. I mean, you're already squirming. Yeah. What is it? Well, you do have a point. If I told you you couldn't touch yourself and you couldn't rut into your sheets, what's stopping you from just going out and fucking someone every time you get horny? Well, I see you've thought of everything. Do you have something in mind? Oh. Well, I do have some experience with cock cages, and I think that might be a very good option. Do you have one? Oh. Well, I do admit I'm a little surprised, but pleased. So you have one that fits. and you have some experience using it, but not a lot. Interesting. Well, here is my proposal for you. I think that we can keep this between us. Yes. Very good. I think that you can give up orgasms for Lent. All orgasms. That's right. And you can put that poor little cock in its cage. And I can hold the key. How does that sound to you? Well, we'll have to set up a safe word. Do you have one? Good. You can have my personal phone number, and I want you to call me if you start feeling bad in any way. That includes emotionally, okay? Very good. And if you need to get out, call me immediately, and I'll come over and let you out, okay? Just for emergencies, I want you to wear a lock that is plastic and has a serial number on it. Do you know what I'm talking about? All right, I'll give you one. So, I'll be able to tell if you take it off because of the number on the lock. But if you have a medical emergency or you need to get it off immediately, the lock can just be cut with regular scissors. Okay? Very good. I think that's a better option. It will make me feel better, and hopefully it'll make you feel better as well. I know. Having a real lock and a real key is very tempting. Believe me. But I want you to be safe, okay? Good boy. You like it when I call you that? Good boy. Now, I want you to go home, jerk off one last time, and get yourself into that cage, okay? Then I need you to send me a picture with your lock in place by Ash Wednesday, okay? Very good. And we'll make it the goal to go without orgasms and stay in your cage for all 40 days of Lent. Does that sound good? Well, I've never seen a boy so eager to get into a cock cage before. I have to say, I kind of like it. Now, for the rest of the young adult group, why don't we come up with something to tell them that you're giving up at the next meeting? Good. That's great. Yeah. Indeed. Well, I look forward to seeing you next week. And let me know if you need anything from me in the meantime, okay? I want to be here for you throughout this whole process. Yes. Good. Now, here's my number. And this is my personal number, okay? So you can text me about anything. Very good. Now, remember that you can safe word at any time, and I won't punish you or make you feel bad for safe wording. Good. Well, now that that's settled, anything else that was on your mind? No? Well, I see that it looks like you have something to take care of. So I'll let you go. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye now.